This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a new report out from the International Energy Agency, the executive summary of which is, if I might paraphrase, yeah, that's not going to be enough. The United States and other big economies, as you know, have said they are going to cut greenhouse gas emissions. But the IEA says the cuts that have been promised over the next decade are only about 20% of what it'll take to limit global warming to 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius. And the agency figures that means we're going to have to invest a lot more in clean energy, which would have a whole bunch of economic benefits, something like 13 million new jobs and a $1 trillion clean energy market that would rival the size of the current oil market. Which sounds great, right? But $1 trillion is, first of all, a boatload of money. And what might a $1 trillion clean energy market look like? Anywho, Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that one.
To get these kinds of numbers about how many jobs X policy might create or how much economic opportunity, researchers often start with demand.
So we demand electricity. We demand fuels for our cars.
Melissa Lott is research director at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University. And she says there's a lot of data about all that demand.
And what the models do is they say, how much are we going to demand in the future? And then how do we supply that demand in a net zero, zero carbon world?
So, for example, how many cars would need to be electric and how many wind and solar farms would need to be built?
They can then try to figure out, you know, how many solar panels is that? Therefore, how many manufacturing jobs is that?
Amy Myers Jaffe runs the Climate Policy Lab at Tufts University's Fletcher School. She says just like there's lots of data about demand for electricity, there's also plenty about how many people work in the energy industry now.
People who work with the ships, people who work with the drilling. And then we also know how many people it takes to install solar farms and to manufacture batteries.
Put all that together, she says, and researchers can reasonably extrapolate how many jobs might be created by transitioning to more renewable energy and how much money there is to be made from building and using all that new infrastructure.
These kinds of estimates are helpful.
Richard Newell is president of the nonprofit Resources for the Future.
They both express the substantial magnitude of the opportunity, and they also express the scale of the challenge. And those are, I would say, kind of two flip sides of the same coin.
And both sides, he says, are important for governments, businesses, and society to see. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.